It's Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In South America, unrest in Bolivia has sparked a hemisphere-wide diplomatic crisis that's reached all the way up to Washington, D.C. Bolivia and Venezuela are blaming their favorite punching bag, the Bush administration, for anti-government protests in Bolivia, and they've expelled the American ambassadors in their country, so both in Bolivia and Venezuela. The U.S. has retaliated, and in Washington today, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick addressed the expulsions.
We regret the actions of both President Hugo Chavez and President Evo Morales to expel our ambassadors in Venezuela and Bolivia, respectively. This reflects the weakness and desperation of these leaders as they face internal challenges and an inability to communicate effectively internationally in order to build international support.
To tell us more about the situation, we're joined now by NPR's Juan Ferrero. He's in Bogota, Colombia. And Juan, let's just get a little background. How did this all get started, this tit for tat?
Well, Madeline, it all started in Bolivia, where President Evo Morales, an indigenous leader who wants to transform his country to socialism, has been under siege. The eastern region of that country, which is wealthier and less indigenous than the rest, has been protesting against policies like his land reform and his close ties to Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. And the protests have been getting violent. On Thursday, at least 8 people died, and Venezuela has inserted itself in Bolivia. President Chavez says he's going to send military forces to fight against anti-government forces if Morales is in trouble or if he gets toppled.
So where does the United States come in and the ambassadors?
Well, both Chavez and Morales frequently criticize the U.S., saying the Bush administration wants to overthrow their governments and take over the natural resources in those countries. And in Bolivia, the ambassador, Philip Goldberg, had met with opposition leaders. The United States says it's not taking sides, but Morales decided on Wednesday to expel Philip Goldberg, and that set off a whole chain of events that ended with Chavez pulling his ambassador from Washington and expelling the American ambassador from Caracas.
And then didn't Washington expel the Bolivian ambassador from Washington?
Washington did expel the Bolivian ambassador in retaliation, and Washington also expelled the Venezuelan ambassador, but Chavez had preempted the American move and had already ordered his ambassador back to Venezuela anyway.
So, Juan, all these ambassadors being recalled and expelled, what does it all mean?
I think what worries some people is that Chavez has said that he might cut off oil supplies to the United States, though he says he'll do that only if the United States invades. For the Bush administration, this means just more headaches in its waning days, and the United States is not popular in Latin America. I think more importantly, it just shows the huge challenges that the incoming government in Washington, whether it's Obama or McCain, will face in trying to patch up relations here.
NPR's Juan Ferrero in Bogota, Colombia. Thank you, Juan.
Thank you.